So anyway, they started the run show, and it did very well in the beginning. And of course, a lot of it was this publishing letters that were written by people in Eureka that had been Germans from Russia, and that were sent over to Russia because they, many of them, subscribed to the paper too. And they would write letters, so they communicated back and forth through the run show. And, you know, it did very well. In fact, later on, I noticed it said in my article here, my dad had written that they even bought a touring car and would go out on picnics. And so he built a home in Eureka that still stands today near the Lutheran church. It has that hipped roof. Familiar with it? It's kind of unique. It has those angles to it. But then when World War I broke out, it created a problem because, you know, Russia was an eventual combatant, and as I say here, foreign mail service seriously deteriorated. And then, of course, the Russian Revolution, too. And so correspondence was virtually cut off. And because of this, the run show lost a lot of its appeal. And it had a subscription list of about 5,000. It was doing very well. And after this happened with the war and the Bolshevik Revolution, it dwindled to less than 2,000. And then also, all national advertising was cut off for any German publications. And that cut off practically their main source of revenue. So, you know, things got pretty tough then. And another little aspect here. During World War I, because my grandpa was German-born, he was under surveillance, and because he had the newspaper, he was under surveillance by the FBI. And my dad had told me about that, too, and wrote about it. And as a consequence, they were constantly scrutinizing the Rundschau for, for subversive material. So what they made him do, and probably other German papers, they made him translate the major stories, letters. Well, the letters had virtually stopped, practically the whole newspaper. So he cut a lot of that out. And as a result, it lost a lot of its appeal. And, you know, he lost subscribers because he would keep those things to a minimum. So, then after all of these losses, it was kind of hard to keep operating. He sold the Rundschau then in 1926 to Leicht, L-E-I-C-H-T, Leicht Publications of Winona, Minnesota. They also had a German newspaper, so they combined it then. So that was the end of the Rundschau as far as my grandpa was concerned. So it started out very, very well, but because of the war and the Russian Revolution, that kind of really put a real damper on that.